Hi, this is Katie Peterson, and welcome back to This Elementary School Life, a podcast where I fill you in on the innovative and creative ways educators help their students to grow into tomorrow's leaders and dreamers. Today, we will catch a glimpse into the extra fun one elementary school includes on its agenda to keep the cool in school. Can you hear that sound? The nervous excitement, the chitter chatter? What you're hearing are third through fifth grade students from a local elementary school waiting in the green room, so to speak, for their turn to perform at the yearly talent show. This talent show is not a competition. Rather, it's a chance for these students to come and perform their talents in front of parents, family, and friends. I had a chance recently to speak with one of the two third grade teachers who spearheads this event each year. Here's what she had to say. Thank you, Heidi, for talking with me. Whose idea was it to get the talent show started each year?
Honestly, that was before I came. They used to do it and have the parents be in charge. It was more of a PTA thing. And then one year the parents kind of backed out and said that they weren't going to do it. And we really felt like it was an important part of the school tradition. And so we kind of stepped up and decided to take it over.
You and Ms. Wilcox?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. How many years have you two been organizing it?
I think it's probably been about 4 years now.
Okay. And who writes the scripts?
I do.
Are they new scripts? I've been to two of the talent shows. Uh-huh. So are they new every year?
Yes, they are.
Wow. And how long does that usually take you to come up with a script idea and then to write it all out?
Well, my husband just like kind of writes me off for about a month before the variety show because I just kind of lock myself in my room. And I think probably writing the script takes, maybe a week of just on and off.
Awesome.
And just kind of feeling out ideas and deleting things and adding things.
For this year's talent show, Heidi's script included time travel, as she explains in the following clip to her co-star, which is the other third grade teacher. You may wonder why teachers are on stage during a talent show, but I actually think it's a clever idea. The children backstage feel even more confident going on stage, seeing that their teachers are not afraid to do just that.
What in the room is this thing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, it's quite simple, really. I simply couple the mechanical resonator with the quivet located inside my periphery. That enables the superposition of two quantum states at the same time.
I really have always been interested in the performing arts, and so I love it when kids have an opportunity to kind of have some of the opportunities that I had as a kid to do it. And I really think for some kids, this is like what their little spark is. And so it's really fun to like give them the opportunity to do it. And I love being on stage too. And so that's a little bit of a part of it too. I get some time on stage too. I think it's fun just to be goofy. And a lot of the script comes from the variety of acts that we get. So I have to like incorporate all of the different types of things and kind of incorporate that into the storyline. And it's just a really creative experience. And that's something that I just...
Heidi Santos's scripts do tie everything together. She includes a storyline that's imaginative and goofy. So it's laugh breaks for the entire audience. And she also includes each of the children's names, as she said. They are incorporated into her storyline, so the flow is fantastic. And at the end, everybody has had a wonderful time seeing the talents of teachers and students demonstrated on stage.
Good job.
For our next segment, we'll take a quick look into a pep rally that the same school has every grading period. This pep rally is called Blazer Blast. The mascot of the school is Blazer, so the title is fitting. Well, at the Blazer Blast, the special guests are the students themselves. There's a community component where over the course of the grading period or a few weeks, the students have gathered food items or clothing items to donate. There's also a reward category where the students who have accrued what's called character coins over the course of the grading period are called on and recognized to stand up and even participate in games and win prizes as part of the Blazer Blast. Parents are invited too, and the whole event is fun, fun, fun.
Now that we're
us
last, I'd like to get you excited again. At this time, let's turn our attention to the band and bring down my favorite boy friend.
I spoke with Mr. D, the announcer you just heard, who also happens to be the principal of this elementary school, and asked him why he does the Blazer Blasts.
This is 7 straight years that we've been having the Blazer Blasts, and they're wonderful celebrations. And the cool part about it is my former assistant principals that are scattered throughout the county have started their own traditions at their own schools.
What do you hope the impact of Blazer Blasts will be on students?
Well, it's a couple of things. Number one, I'd like to see them come down and have a good time. I'd like them to understand what it means to give back in the community and how even as a kindergartner or fifth grader that can still take place. And we also want to make sure that we are recognizing the good work that our kids do in front of their parents. And when you bring students and parents and community together at one place for one common mission, it's a really good time.
What is your favorite part of Blazer Blast?
Ooh, my favorite part. There are so many. I actually think my favorite part is when we get to play the games and I get to interview the students because you have no idea what they're going to say. And I think that's the absolute coolest part. And I think because I want to be a game show host in my former life, this gives me the opportunity to go ahead and live out that fantasy in front of 1,000 people.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks.
Come on over here, buddy. Do you see the screen right up there? All right. It says, guess that movie. You want to make a guess at the movie already? I haven't showed the movie, I'm just trying to think. All right, ready to see the movie now? All right, put your eyes up there and watch.
So there it is, a couple of ways educators try to keep students energized and feeling appreciated. Just as important as student energy is the energy of our teachers. For our next podcast, we'll be putting the focus on fitness. Every Thursday after school, 2 local teachers offer the staff a drums workout. Every teacher who comes gets a yoga ball, a large bucket, and a set of drumsticks. Then the music comes on and the stress release begins. Next time on our podcast, we'll look at how keeping fit can keep teachers energized and coming back for more. Until then, this is Katie Peterson signing off from This Elementary School Life. See you next time. A special thanks to bensound.com for use of their music.